Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played. Golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into a President's Cup edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, alongside Bob Casper, whose father, Billy Casper, wasn't around to compete in the President's Cup, but is the winningest all-time Ryder Cupper in U.S. Ryder Cup history. That, of course, Billy Casper, and so Bob knows a thing or two in his family about these international competitions. And what a dominating start by Team USA out there in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. Bob, it was billed to be a massive favor for Team USA against this international squad that was gutted by those live defectors. And it's kind of played out that way. Although I would say 8-2 probably isn't quite as fair as how good these matches have been. Could have been a lot closer.
Well, you know, you've had some kind of blowaways with Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. And then you've had a couple of other ones that have gone pretty good. But for the most part, it's been one or two, and some of the matches going down to the 18th hole that have either halved or flipped and gone to the other direction. So, it's been pretty fun to watch, pretty competitive to watch, but, the U.S. squad is definitely better putters than the international squad.
Yeah, that is for sure. We'll talk about that coming up. You know what I love to see is these players, especially as they came down day number two, they realized they were already going to have a sizable lead heading into the weekend, and yet the players, I mean, you look at what Max Homa did on 17 and 18, the emotion that was shared, Spieth and JT. I mean, these players wanted to win. It wasn't okay to get a half a point and still have a massive lead. These players, for pride and for the momentum that this young group of players is building in international team competition, they wanted exclamation points, and that's what they delivered.
Yeah, and they did, and those young guys are really stepping up. You look at Cameron Young, you look at some of the other guys on the U.S. squad, they've really played some great golf, and it's really fun to watch them be on that stage and be able to perform.
What is Trevor Immelman and his team to do if it ends up like this today on Saturday with two sessions? It's not even going to matter what happens in singles on Sunday. I have a feeling that's not how it's going to go. We'll get into it all next. Brian and Bob right here on Real Golf Radio.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage.
sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
And this segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com to find out all the details on this new 19-hole championship golf course designed by the late, great Tom Weisskopf. Also, the Resort Center Hotel, residential villages, the water park, the pickleball courts, the hiking trails, the spa, the restaurants, the shopping, everything that will combine to make this a destination in a beautiful area there in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities still available. And, you know, they say affordable within reach. So if you're wondering if that's out of your price range, just might be something you're looking for. Again, details at blackdesertresort.com. Loving watching the President's Cup. We love international competition. Last week, we had a chance to catch up to a couple of our friends, Mike Weir, who's an assistant captain on the international team, as well as Tony Finau, who made it on points, and why that was so important to him, who got off to a great start. He and Max Homa on day number one in foursomes competition, picking up that half point in the anchor match, therefore Captain Love, and then Tony sitting out for day number two, but just enough to handshake and glad hand with a couple of past presidents of the United States, yeah, which was pretty cool to see. But we're going to hear some comments from both Weirzy and Tony from those interviews last week that I think are relevant to the week this week at the President's Cup, and as you're watching, might give you some context and some things to think about and consider. So stay tuned. Well, that will happen. Plus, America's favorite caddy is going to stop by for some analysis and some stories, and our good buddy Jeff Babineau will also swing by as he's writing for PGAtour.com this week and give us his impressions on the first couple of days at the President's Cup. So one of the things that I have to throw out here, Bob, before mm-hmm. we kind of get into breaking down players and the matches and strategies and play Monday morning quarterback on Trevor Immelman and what have you, is this or can this be considered the best U.S. President's Cup team in President's Cup history?
Well, I think it can be considered the best one definitely in President's Cup history, and I think it rivals any that have been on the U.S. side in the Ryder Cup, except in the early days when Jack and Arnold, my dad, and a bunch of those guys were playing. But in the modern era of time, they are phenomenal, and they are stacked, and they are, I mean, the worst player is number 25 in the world, and that is
Kevin Kisner.
Kevin Kisner. So when you talk about that, you're looking at guys that are at the top of their game and are phenomenal players, and some that are going to be phenomenal players for many, many years to come.
You took it a step further and went into and included the Ryder Cup into this.
Yeah.
Now, I will say in the modern era, it has been a little difficult as an American golf fan to watch the Ryder Cup because the Europeans have had our number. I remember when we first began the show back in 1999, the miracle at Medina and all that excitement with Justin Leonard making that putt. Tom Lehman led the charge that day in the first group, and then Lehman joined us that next week on our show when it was just in infancy, and how special that was to talk to Lehman about that moment. You know, you think back on some of those special times, the 2008 Ryder Cup there at Valhalla. Kenny Perry, Boo Weekly, Anthony Kim, Captain Azinger. You know, there was some good stuff that was going on with that team as well. And I think back on some of the President's Cup pass when Tiger and Stricker teamed up together there in California at Harding Park. You think about 2017 at Liberty National when this 8-2 lead by Team USA matches that year, 2017 at Liberty National, as the largest lead after two sessions. So, you know, you kind of look back on both of those squads. Incidentally, not that I'm going to give Kisner the credit, but those are the only two teams that Kis has played on. Just saying, right? I mean, if you're a Kis fan, you're saying, yeah, it's what we've been talking about for the last 5 years. But, you know, these teams are stacked. I'm not ready to say that this international team are dogs. I'm not out here to, I just don't think you can say, look, I'm going to give you an example here before just to put some context. Sungjae Im, which by the way, every time I watch him play, I become more and more of a Sungjae Im fan.
He's unbelievable. His ball striking is phenomenal.
And his smile is contagious. I tweeted out to on Friday, when Sungjae Im smiles, I smile. I just love that guy. Like, he is just so fun to watch. Just this year, Sungjae Im has done this. He's 8th in strokes gained off the tee on the PGA Tour. He's 12th in strokes gained around the green. 37th in putting, 9th tee to green, 6th total, 3rd in eagles. Guy's made 88 eagles on the 18 eagles on the season. And scoring average, 69.762. This guy can play, and he's got a W. So this is the kind of competition that this United States President's Cup team is taking behind the woodshed. I mean, Bob, it's got to be more than, there's got to be more to this than the individual players. Something has happened. The task force is paying off. Whatever has created some momentum against these young guys. Maybe the old guys with the scar tissue have moved on and these young guys don't have those bad memories of Ryder Cup's past. But these guys just, whatever is happening is working cohesively with Team USA.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, these guys are playing at home. So that's a huge advantage that you have. But the second thing is, And I think the thing that's most important is you talked about scar tissue with the older guard, the guys that have played on cup teams for so long. These guys, some of them have it, but a lot of them don't. I mean, you're talking about rookies on this President's Cup team. There's 6 of them. On the international team, there's 8 of them. So there's 14 rookies in this championship or this competition this week. 6 of them on the U.S. side, and those guys like Kisner, he's not a rookie though, but Billy Horschel, Sam Burns, Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler. Those guys are all fired up and want to be right in the mix of things and want to win points and want to prove that the U.S. team on the PGA Tour is the best. And there's going to be a bunch of them at the Ryder Cup that are going to want to do the same thing coming off of the Ryder Cup win 2 years ago. So I think the momentum, the momentum is all swinging our direction. We've got youth that are top players in the world. And we're going to see, kind of like what the Europeans did in the Ryder Cup, we're going to see these guys around for a long time, and it's going to keep getting better and better and better. I mean, one of the guys that's not even playing this week because he's hurt is Will Zalatoris. And that guy will tear your heart out, man. He's a phenomenal player too. So I'm excited about where we're heading with these team competitions, especially looking forward to the Ryder Cup, but especially in the President's Cup right now.
Yeah, I think that's really well said, Bob. And there's I would have to lean that, as I was kind of alluding to, that the process has changed. Momentum, and that's what you talked about, the momentum and these young guys. It is working because whatever they're doing now, this is not the Ryder Cup, but we saw what happened last year. Team USA was, you know, freaking really good. But it's allowing this approach, whatever they're doing within the team room, is allowing the best players to play their best. And it's helping to elevate the new guys. And that's what we saw time and time again out of Team Europe over all those years. We saw the stalwarts, the Poulters, the Westwoods, the Donalds, the Sergios. Those guys were always there, the Paddies. Those guys were there. But then you got these other guys that would just pop up. And we didn't even know who they were, but they played like they were major champions in these events. And you're seeing the same thing. You're seeing Cam Youngs rise to the top. You're seeing Sam Burns rise to the top. You're seeing these guys that are just elevating, and there's no weak link, if you will. And I think there is that's a formula that, whether it's task force or whatever you want to call it, something with team competition in USA is working, and they've got that momentum. And I think that's why they can't afford to not take their foot off the gas and just continue to pour it on, because you don't want to have any complacency. And these guys, they deserve the respect to take your best out there as well. Right. And they're going to come back. This thing's not over, but it is it's an uphill battle for Team International. Hey, when we come back, the caddy's going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on this. Is this potentially the greatest team in U.S. President's Cup history? We'll talk about that, plus get into some of these other players. Boy, are we seeing some vintage Spieth this week. This is good stuff. JT and Spieth leading the way for Team USA with a commanding 8-2 lead heading into the weekend of the President's Cup. More Real Golf next.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us as we continue to mull over this question as to whether this is the best U.S. President's Cup team in history ever. Is it? I don't know. Let's ask the caddy. He's been a part of some of these, so he might give us some good context as well. So as we get out to him, here he is, America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio, and it's pretty cool in these events to have a guy that was actually inside the ropes on these international competitions, both Presidents and Ryder Cups, and for major championships, and on tour for a couple of decades. Caddy joining us here. Caddy, what's up?
Yeah, it's pretty cool watching it. It's really impressive how amped up everybody is. The crowds are amped up. The players are totally amped up. You're watching the guys. Really, there's a lot of emotion going on. Pretty cool. I think it may be more so than the two I did. It's pretty impressive. Yeah.
I commented that on with Bob in the first segment. It is impressive how much emotion these players have, even with a commanding lead. And I'm talking about the Team USA and the fans supporting him. That's oftentimes, I should say, in sporting events, when the margin of the lead is great, then it kind of brings down the excitement level. But that didn't happen on day two of the President's Cup. At least it didn't seem like it. Raucous crowds and a ton of emotion, you know, there from Homa at the end and from JT and Spieth and everybody out there, Sam Burns. Like, guys were just, they were riding high.
They were. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I was on the teams I was on. DeMarco was on the team, and you couldn't be more into it than DeMarco.
Right.
I mean, wow. But I'll tell you, I think overall, I just think the guys playing right now are just more into it than they were in previous years, going back a ways. This group of guys, you know what it is too? I think the golf is a little less individual than it used to be. You've got, you know, what I call like the Brat Pack down there in Palm Beach. Everybody lives down there. They all practice together. JT and Jordan are buddies, and Ricky's buddies. It just seems like there's more guys are they seem to be more friends instantly than I feel like when years ago it was a group of individuals.
Yeah.
And now it's like a group of guys who really, and I don't want to kind of diminish how it was before. I just think they're more into the team thing.
You know, and part of that, you think about it. Okay, Tiger gets hurt, and the guys, like you called them, the Brat Pack down there in West Palm Beach, went and pushed Tiger along to come back. And Tiger ends up winning two more events, including the Masters. Then you've got guys like Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, who after the first round, after they had won, they were asked, you know, what's it like playing with each other? And Jordan says, Justin Thomas is my best friend. And JT says, Jordan is one of my best friends. Okay.
Did you that got, cheapen you it, got, by the way?
That is so JT. That's
yeah.
So JT
but you got these guys that are all buddies. You know, they would go out on trips together and yeah. travel together. And I just think it is so cool and refreshing now in today's world, like you said, where these guys aren't acting as individuals, but more as a group.
Yeah, I think if you go back even further, you think about the guys like Jack and Tom Watson and Hale Irwin, and you know, they're all like, they're kind of like, well, Tiger was like that his whole career. They're more like lone wolf killers, right?
Yeah,
they're doing their own thing. They're not letting anybody close to them.
You missed another one there. Lone wolf killer.
Yes.
Yes.
His initials are BC. Well, Billy Casper.
Well,
you know that better than I do.
I'm just teasing you, bud.
Oh, he's a gunslinger, man. He's a gunslinger, wasn't he?
Yes, so, he was.
I think.
But yes,
I think Billy
exactly.
He had a little bit of the Jay Haas thing. Like, Billy Harmon used to always tell me, "Jay's a wolf in sheep's clothing," you know. And I think your dad had probably had you know, the initial perception be, "Oh, nice guy, this and that," but deep down, he probably was pretty ready to beat you into the ground.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's interesting what you're saying, Caddy, is, you're describing it as, you know, the guys today are a little more into the team thing than was back then. We just got done talking about, it feels like what we watched out of Team Europe all those years when we were great individually. We just couldn't seem to figure the team thing out. And I don't know if it's the task force or what's happening, but this young group of players, the best players are playing their best. The system, whatever they're doing, is allowing the best to play their best. And at the same time is elevating the lowest, if you will. And so everybody is playing at a high level. And isn't that what we saw year after year with Team Europe when we would face, I should say, you know, Ryder Cup after Ryder Cup, as we'd face Team Europe, and some of the guys that you were stalwarts that we knew would play well, always played well, and guys we never heard of looked like major champions out there.
There's reasons you see great NBA teams. I'm going to take that back. You see NBA teams with a collection of three or four great players who never win the championship because they just can't, those guys can't quite gel as a team. And, I mean, there's no question that the, you know, using that analogy, comparing it to what I watched today, and I watched the press conference, I watched the reactions of the guys. It does. It looks just like Team Europe. It has the feel that Team Europe had for all those years in the Ryder Cup. The U.S. team has that feel about it. Look, when you go down the list too, you look at some of the pairings, it's like Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. Yeah. So they're going to be a little tough to beat. Shoffley and Cantlay, they might go down as one of the great pairings in team history when they're said and done. They might be up there with Seve and Jose Maria when they're said and done.
They're undefeated.
They look impossible to beat, those two guys together. So it's also, they're incredibly strong on paper as well, but it is really cool to see. Look, one thing that happens in those competitions that's very different is the guys you don't want to let your guy down when you're paired with him. You just don't want to hit the bad shot and put him in a bad spot. It really changes the way, like my player, for example, he was an emotional roller coaster. He'd be pretty hard and he'd get down on himself in those team events we did. He would never get down because he just couldn't do that because he felt like, I can't let my guy down. I got to stay positive. I got to play hard. It's not that he'd play any harder, but he just wouldn't let himself go down any negative road at all during the team competition. It was pretty cool. So that's a big part of it is you've got to be able to handle that. You can't play team golf apologizing all day. So you got to be comfortable with the guy you're with. That, I mean, look at JT and Jordan. They've hit some terrible shots the last couple of days, and neither of them even care because they know the next guy's going to do an incredible scramble. And, yeah. You know, cool team dynamic. That's a really cool dynamic to have when you, you know, it's like having a good partner in life who, you know, you can count on.
Yeah.
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. You said something that was really good there. You said they're just deep on paper, too. Man, we sat here for years and said, how can we take it from paper to grass? And all of a sudden, we're seeing it. The last Ryder Cup, this President's Cup, we are seeing it translate from paper to grass. And I think it's really fascinating because this was... Again, we had our way in the President's Cup. I get 11-1-1. This was the one we seemed to have figured out. So I'm not ready to, you know, crown us Ryder Cup captains or champions in Europe next year already. But it feels like there's just so much momentum. I'm just curious, what is it? What have they figured out? And I don't know. I mean, is it the same nucleus of captains? Is it the same, you know, young nucleus of players with an infusion of new guys? I don't know what it is, but they figured it out.
Yeah, there wasn't, I feel like there wasn't a lot of real thinking about who the captains are, who the co-captains are on the U.S. side until Azinger brought it in at Valhalla. He kind of ushered that in with the pods and everything he did. He got everybody thinking about that over here.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it was sort of before it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was sort of, you know, you had the captain and, you know, it just wasn't thought of that much, given a ton of thought, I don't think, till he brought it in. Let's not forget one thing, though, that maybe nobody's really... I did hear it mentioned today, but I think McGinley brought it up on TV. We've had two consecutive team events now where we've set up the golf course, and that's a big deal. And when we go to Italy, they're setting up the golf course. And that's a big deal. You just go back to Paris and think about it.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it because when the teams are physically kind of different and you can really take advantage, like I remember at Hazeltine, the rough was down. You could bomb it all over the place. It really was a setup that benefited that American team. And we dominated that one pretty good. I think Davis was the captain that year too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was.
I feel
like Davis has been the captain since Jack, even though Tiger was last time. But yeah,
the permanent President's Cup captain. Did I get to finish off my speaking of Captain Jack? Did I get to finish off my comment last week that he said when we were playing real well at RTJ that. Here.
I don't think so.
I got it in. Yeah, we're playing the foursome, alternate shot as we like to call it, describe it, I should say. And our guys are, I mean, we're like 4 or 5 under going to 16, and we're 3 down, which is crazy. The other guys were just playing out of their minds, and Jack's standing there and by the bunker, and I walked over because I had just a second. I said, Jack, I said, we're 5 under and we're 3 down. He looks, Jack has a way. If you've never, certainly most people haven't experienced, but you've kind of seen on TV, he had a way of looking at you like you were worried that he might melt you with his glare, right? He had this laser stare. And he gave me that Jack stare. And when he gives you the stare, he doesn't say anything. For an almost uncomfortable period of time, he just stares at you like, what's he going to do next? Do I need to defend myself? What's going to happen? So he's just giving me the Jack stare, and you know he's just thinking and thinking. Then he goes, you got to play better.
And you're okay. 5 under playing alternate shots.
We're 5 under. I'm like, okay, I'll let them know they need to birdie the last 3 holes. I think they kind of know that. But I'll never forget that look, man. That look on his face. It was cool to see that right in person up close.
What a cool experience, though. Yeah. I mean, just to have that as one of your memories, how good is that? You're in the ropes, and you're talking to the greatest of all time about, and he's talking back to you, tells you to tell your guys to go play better. That is priceless.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty neat stuff. And, the team events, you're very lucky to be involved with those, especially the caddy, be inside the ropes. And I was lucky enough to do three of them. And it's, 97% of the caddies on tour, 95%, whatever, never get to do one of those.
Yeah.
It's, it's a level up there. Max Homa said in the press conference about his match and finishing birdie with Horschel, and in front of everybody's there. He's the last group. Everybody's there watching. And it was really cool to see how big a deal that was to him.
Yeah.
And he's describing how it's a feeling that didn't relate to any of the other feelings he's had in golf, winning an event, whatever. And he even said, I can't even imagine you'd feel like this winning a major, you know, which is a guess. Who knows, right? Well, hopefully he'll find out the answer to that question. It's a cool feeling when you're playing for your teammates and then, you know, you throw the flag in there and that, you know, I mean, I'm one of those people who I hear the national anthem. I can't hear the national anthem without getting a little, you know,
misty,
emotional,
teary-eyed.
Yeah. Misty.
Yeah. I just can't, you know, especially if the Jets fly over right after. I'm like, all right, you had me at,
Hey, Caddy, before we let you go, the question that we've brought up here on the show is this the best U.S. team in President's Cup history? Bob even went so far as to suggest modern-day Ryder Cup history. How would you respond?
You're going to have to show me a better U.S. team than this one. I don't think there is a better U.S. team than this one. Ryder Cups, I'm not sure about. That's you go back on some history in the Ryder Cups, and you could probably come up with some.
We're going modern day. Modern day.
Modern day, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the Ryder Cup team last year was pretty strong.
Oh, yeah.
It was a little different, right? So that one might have been stronger than this one at the time. But now this one's crazy. You look at it on paper and you kind of go like, wow. Because you think, look, the international squad, you look at all those guys, they're all, like Chambly said, it's like the 1/5,000% of the best golfers in the world are on that international team right now. And then you put them up against, you know, who are you going to put up against JT and Jordan and say, you know, it's there's only a handful of guys available. And it's like, wow, it's just. And then you got another guy. Then you got Cantley and Shoffley. Yeah. And it's like, okay, now you got that. Those guys still. And then you throw in Sam Burns and Scotty. I mean, look at those six guys. It's pretty tough to beat those guys, no matter how good you are.
Yeah. I think you hit it right on the head. Caddy, good stuff as always. Fun to talk with you and enjoy the weekend of the President's Cup.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Did you see how he paused for just a second? Yep, I think he wanted to throw one more thing in there, but he knew we were out of time. That's okay. He'll be back next week as we'll break it all down. Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More of the show next.
For over two decades, First Tee has created experiences that build character. We believe every kid deserves to feel supported, safe to try something new, and to be prepared for what comes next. We develop their swing, but more importantly, their inner strength. Because we know what's inside doesn't just count, it changes the game. Come join us at First Tee.
Visit firsttee.org.
When we think speed, we think about speed tuning every aspect of the new Rogue ST drivers.
Really? I just think about hitting bombs.
Yeah, past him.
When we think total power, we think of our tungsten speed cartridge.
A what speed cartridge?
I don't know, but I like what it does.
When we think max distance, we think...
Oh, that's bomb!
With our fastest, most stable driver ever, there's only one thing you'll think about.
Nastier bombs.
Think speed. Go Rogue with Callaway, the kings of distance.
I started Folds of Honor above my garage 13 years ago because 90% of spouses and children of killed or disabled U.S. service members receive no federal education assistance. Our mission has never wavered. We honor their sacrifices by educating their legacy.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thanks to you, I will be a construction engineer.
An elementary school teacher.
Thank you for helping me fulfill my dream of going to med school.
We're able to award these scholarships because patriots like you refuse to turn your back on the cost of freedom. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron today. Your $13 a month will help ensure we never turn military families away. This is your call to duty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thanks to people like you, I know my dad is not forgotten.
Why do you play ChromeSoft?
It helps me win majors.
Same here.
I agree.
Yo, we want to hit those bombs.
Oh, like these?
And you?
I get way better consistency.
And control.
There's just no ball that's better.
ChromeSoft. Better for the best. Better for everyone.
By now, you've probably heard about the new golf resort coming to St. George, Utah, Black Desert Resort at Entrada. This is going to revolutionize what Utah has to offer in a year-round one-stop golf and vacation experience. At Black Desert Resort, you'll get to play the new 19-hole Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, hone your game at the state-of-the-art practice facility, and have a blast on the 36-hole putting course, and that's just getting started. Black Desert Resort features a resort center hotel, several residential villages designed for your vacation mood, including a family village offering endless fun in the water park. On-site shopping, dining, spa, hiking, and biking trails just begin to describe Black Desert Resort, situated below Snow Canyon and close to everything. Explore the exclusive real estate opportunities available at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks to the Caddy for joining us. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by Callaway Golf and the Chrome Soft family of golf balls. Better for the best, better for everyone. And I was thinking about as I was watching these guys today, you know, these greens are running like 13. They're firm and fast. And I thought back
13
on...
13 was slope.
With slope, yeah. I was thinking back last week when we had, you know, probably not quite that conditions on our club champ, but playing the ChromeSoft XLS, it's such a good golf ball. I'm telling you, you get a little firm feel, but you get the ball flight that I'm looking for and the control and spin around the greens. I can't tell you how many I played with a guy and he just kept spinning it right off the front of the greens. And I'm like, I was teasing him and I held up my golf ball and I said, might I suggest a Callaway ChromeSoft XLS golf ball for control? And so I was kind of teasing him about it. But at some point in time, you got to think, you know, why am I spinning it off here? Why is this? What is this doing? And regardless of what golf ball you play, you should get fit so that it works. And I will say that I played regular ChromeSoft for much of the year. But I went to that XLS based on the conditions, and I've played that most of the summer. So a terrific golf balls. Callaway does a great job. If you haven't tried it, highly encourage you to do so. You can find out more at CallawayGolf.com. All right, so here we go, Bob. We've been talking about this team. You and the caddy both in agreement that this could be or is the best U.S. team ever. I mean, that's saying a whole lot. The greatest President's Cupper in history so far for Team USA is without a doubt Phil Mickelson. He's played the most matches, 12, I believe. Is this number 14? Yeah, and he's played 12 of them. He's His win percentage is off the charts. He's won the most amount of points. I don't have the stats right in front of me. I was looking at him earlier. I think he's won 36 points.
About 60%.
Yeah, he's a great. He's done very, very well in President's Cup, and he's paired well in President's Cup. So,
yep.
Jordan Spieth is on his heels from a standpoint of win percentage, but you know, obviously doesn't have the longevity in this event yet. But team wise, I got to say that 2017 Liberty National team was great. Our Ryder Cup team last year was great for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm excited about what's going on with Team USA. There's no doubt about it. And here's the other thing that I wanted to mention, and I think maybe hit it briefly, is we're seeing some vintage Spieth this week. Boy, is that fun to watch.
It is fun.
I've missed him, man.
You know, in the first round on that par three, when Justin Thomas laid the sod over the ball, and Spieth had that little pitch shot up the green, and he hits it up there and double checks and knocks it, you know, less a foot away from the hole, and they get a par on the hole when they could have lost the hole. And then to see in the second round, Spieth and Thomas ham and egg it, and they brought up a graphic, you know, when one of them was out of the hole, the other one won the hole, and the other vice versa. So that's some amazing stuff. You were just talking about win percentages. I went to Jordan Spieth. He's 60% win percentage, and just four down from him is Justin Thomas. He's 70% win percentage. Mm. So when you got those two together and you pair them consistently together, man, that's fun stuff.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see players take a lot of confidence from this and the memories. We heard Mike Weir talk about it last week on the show about his fondest memories. His age now revolves around his experiences in the President's Cup, and he was successful individually in the President's Cup, but he obviously wasn't winning on the President's Cup. So I don't want people to think this is a throwaway or that these things don't matter. I think we're getting a chance to see some of these young international stars like Tom Kim and Sung Jae Im, and you know, some of these players. Taylor Pendrith, I haven't watched a whole lot of, but he's fun to watch this week. I think Mito Pereira, we caught a glimpse of him at the PGA Championship this year. Yep. He's got some game and some fire in him. So there's a lot of good players to watch, and I think it'll help going forward to get a better glimpse of these players. And I think it'll give them a lot of confidence. But this Team USA is young, hungry, scrappy. Might be borrowing some lyrics from Hamilton there, but they are ready to, you know, they're ready to leave their mark on this game. And you know, if you're the Ryder Cup captain right now, you know, for Team Europe, you got to be thinking, man, what do we got? We got to be ready for this. This, we are not only on paper, but on grass, going to be the underdogs in Rome.
Yeah, well, and they like taking that underdog role. They always grab that underdog role when the U.S. says, "Oh, I think we're going to be underdogs this year." The Ryder Cup team
European
has always said that they are the underdogs. So they rise to the occasion with that. So yeah, they better watch out, because you know, there's a guy not even on this team in not Xander Schauffele, but Will Zalatoris that's going to be on that Ryder Cup team. You know, it's going to be fun to watch here in the next two or three international President's Cups and two or three international Ryder Cups.
You know, Liv gutted a lot of players, obviously. Yeah,
four of them.
From Team US. From talking about international, you're talking internationals. But they also gutted Team USA. Most likely you would have seen DJ on there. Maybe Patrick Reed. You know, who knows if Brooks and Bryson would have been on there. But I got to tell you, it's surprising to look back. Brooks only played in one President's Cup.
Do you miss that those guys aren't here?
No, that's my point. I don't really, like, I don't sit up there and go, God, I wish I was watching these guys play. I mean, DJ was obviously fun to watch, right? But Brooks and Bryson and their antics.
Reed
and
his antics.
And his whole attitude. You remember
his caddy almost got in a fight down there in Australia last time.
That's right. And also in the Ryder Cup, he was just throwing shade on the captain and on Spieth because he wanted to play with JT. Obviously, that's a good pairing. JT and Spieth are a good pairing.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And he got all upset that it wasn't him, that they had paired together and he wanted that pairing. And, you know, it's just too much me stuff. So they fit really well, that live narrative. But yeah. I really don't miss him. It is unfortunate for the international team that didn't have as deep of a well to pull from. You know, and there's no doubt that Cam Smith would have made a huge difference on this team. Just the hint, he in of itself.
Yeah. Cameron Smith, Abraham Answer. And then, the other Australian, Mark Leishman. And then you've also got, the South African in,
Louis Oosthuizen. Yeah.
Those are four guys that were gutted out of this team. And Brandel brought up an interesting thing that when this first started back in 1994, you had Greg Norman, Ernie Els, and a couple of the Japanese players, I think Jumbo Ozaki and another one that had other commitments that didn't play in the President's Cup. It was just a brand new thing, and it didn't mean a lot at that point in time. So it's very similar to what you had then to what's going on now.
Yeah, we'll see. It's 8-2. It's a big margin of victory, or big margin, a lead right now for Team USA. We'll see what the internationals can do with two sessions here on a Saturday. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up hour number one next.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey there, Brian and Bob back with you. Wrapping up hour number one. Got a great back nine for you. Jeff Babineau will stop by. Also some comments from Tony Finau and Mike Weir, who were on the show last week. And more President's Cup talk as we continue. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris told a gaggle of reporters as she boarded Air Force 2 Thursday that the Biden administration will help Florida and Puerto Rico after both were struck by powerful hurricanes within the last few weeks.
We will focus on Florida and we will continue to focus on Puerto Rico and the devastation there because of Fiona.
Harris said the administration is prepared to work with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' team with recovery efforts after the Category 4 hurricane moved slowly through Florida's southwest. In the aftermath, Hurricane Ian left a path of destruction in southwest Florida, trapping people in flooded homes, cutting off the only bridge to a barrier island, damaging the roof of a hospital intensive care unit, and knocking out power to over 2.5 million people as it dumped rain across the peninsula on Thursday. One of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States threatened catastrophic flooding around the state. Ian's tropical storm force winds extended outward up to 415 miles, drenching much of Florida and the southeastern Atlantic coast. Emergency crews sawed through toppled trees to reach people in flooded homes, but with no electricity and virtually no cell service, it was impossible for many people to call for help from the hardest-hit coastal areas where the surge came in. Hurricane Ian has been downgraded to a tropical storm with winds of 65 miles per hour. It remains, though, a very dangerous system and could drop several inches of new rain to a foot in some places as it moves north. Don't tell that to April, who had to leave her house in Kissimmee through a window because the water was so high. And she says the water started to come in at 10 last night and thought she could ride it out.
Try to stay as high as we could, but you just get to a point where you can't go anymore. You have to, like, either swim or drown.
This is USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's husband has filed for divorce from the conservative firebrand. She confirmed this on Wednesday. Marriage is a wonderful thing, and I'm a firm believer in it, Greene said. Together, Perry and I formed our family and raised three great kids. He gave me the best job title you can ever earn. Mom, I'll always be grateful for how great of a dad he is to our children, she added. The Georgia House Representative's husband, Perry Greene, filed for divorce Tuesday after 27 years of marriage, according to court documents. The two were married in August of 1995 while Greene was still a student at the University of Georgia. They have three adult children together. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for several Florida counties Thursday morning, less than one day after Hurricane Ian battered that state's west coast. The White House confirmed that Biden's approval will make federal funding available in the ongoing recovery effort. Assistance can include grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other programs to help individuals and business owners recover from the effects of the disaster, according to the White House. Hundreds of people in Florida's Lee County were killed when Hurricane Ian slammed the region, a sheriff said Thursday. The fatalities are in the hundreds, Sheriff Carmine Marcino said.
Unsure of the exact details because we are just starting to scratch the surface on this assessment. We're doing everything that we possibly can. Again, now it's to protect and preserve lives, and we are in full force doing that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome in to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor alongside Bob Casper. It's good to be with you on a President's Cup weekend. Team USA with a commanding 8-2 lead after 2 days. There'll be 2 sessions on this Saturday. 4 matches of foursomes and 4 matches of four ball. And then they'll go on to the Sunday singles where there's 12 points available. So Captain Immelman saying, hey, look, 8 points available on a Saturday. We got to get 5 or 6 of them to give ourselves a chance, and he's not wrong. They are definitely facing a deep hole, but they're going to continue to fight, and we hope so. We want to see something that's compelling, but I'll tell you what's compelling for me so far is watching this American team play the way they are playing. They are fun to watch, and the process with team competition in America is working, and it gives me great enthusiasm and optimism for the future of Team USA in both international competitions, Presidents and Ryder Cups. So we're going to welcome in Jeff Babineau. He'll join us. He's been writing for PGAtour.com this week. We'll also hear from Tony Finau, some of his thoughts that he shared from his full interview last week. Encourage you to check us out at Real Golf on Twitter, where we post all of the segments and interviews there for you. You can also find us wherever your favorite podcast is found. And then Mike Weir, who's one of the assistant captains. I thought he shared some terrific insights that despite being on the wrong end of the winning of these President's Cup matches throughout his 5 opportunities, the memories and where he sits at this stage in his life, the importance that these team competitions played in his career. I just think it's really, really good. Plus his thoughts on his young team that is competing and fighting out there. You'll hear from all of that coming up here on the back nine, hour number 2. Plus Bob and I continue to talk greatest U.S. team ever. Boy, they sure are playing like it, aren't they?
Oh man, it's exciting. You know, it was really exciting to me is to watch on Friday afternoon late, watch Max Homa make the putt for birdie to give him a one-up lead going to 18, and then make the putt for birdie from 11 feet to tie and preserve that one-up lead and that point. I thought that was classic, and how excited he was.
It reminds you of anything? European Ryder Cup team for the last 2 decades.
Absolutely. Breaking your heart. Absolutely.
Every putt they needed to make, they made it. And now the USA doing that to the international team. We'll get into it all next. Plus some comments from Finau. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket,
pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com and find out all the details on this wonderful full-service golf resort that is going into the St. George, Utah area, including a championship golf course designed by the late, great Tom Weisskopf. 9 holes opening up on November 2nd. Yeah, it's happening. And the full 18 grand opening next March 2023. So really, really exciting stuff happening. Exclusive real estate opportunities are still available at blackdesertresort.com. And we're talking President's Cup and this U.S. team dominating, doing their thing. The best players on the team playing like it. The young guys rising to the challenge. There is excitement. There is team. There is unity. And there is some terrific golf. And you know what happens, Bob? All of that comes together with putts made. You said it in that opening statement, is the guys are making clutch putts. Trevor Immelman alluded to it. There's some amazing putting going on. And if that putting wasn't quite as amazing, if it was just good, not outstanding, then I think you're seeing closer matches. But that's what Team Europe, as I said, has been doing to Team USA for 2 decades in the Ryder Cup. And to me, it has to be more than, are our guys good putters or are their guys not good putters? There is something about what Team USA is doing, something that Team Europe has done in the past in Ryder Cups that has enabled their players to get the most out of their games, which frees them up or inspires them to make the putts when they have to. There's something there, Bob.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at it on paper, the U.S. squad, hands down, is much better as far as putters are concerned than the international squad. But then you have to prove it. You have to go out and you have to do it. And like you said, Jordan Spieth, we're watching him make some crazy putts. We're watching Justin Thomas make some great putts. Cameron Young is known as a guy that bombs the ball off the tee, and he's also known as a great putter. He's making putts. One by one, Max Homa making putts. Sam Burns in the second round makes that bomb from almost 80 feet for eagle on the front nine in a par five.
Number Patrick Cantlay.
Xander Schauffele. Everybody is making putts, and when you make putts like that, you just put so much pressure on the other side. They don't feel like they ever have a chance to get back in the mix.
Yeah, just when they hit a good putt, bam, another one goes on top of them. It's deflating in a lot of ways. Yeah. But you know what that putt reminded me? Watching Burns hold that one from across the green, it reminded me of Justin Rose and the putt he dropped on Phil Mickelson at Medina on 17? Yeah, yep. from the next county. And it's like, what do you do? Like, what can you even do when that kind of crap is going down? And then Martin Keimer. I mean, come on. Martin Keimer that week. Freaking drops them from everywhere. And I think that's what you're seeing. That's my point is, we've seen this done by Team Europe, and whatever Team USA is doing is working. So pretty cool stuff. Hey, one of the guys that sat out in the second round but opened up the anchor match with Max Homa was Tony Finau. And boy, he sure is comfortable in these settings. Played really great day one, got a point for his team. Sat out day two. We're going to see him pairing again with Max Homa this morning in foursomes matches. So we had a chance to catch up with Tony last week, and we're not going to play the whole interview. We spent about, 13, 14 minutes with him that you can find on all of our media sites or download it where your favorite podcast is found. But here's just a little clip as to what it means for him to play in these matches.
It means so much to just represent your country, you know, and I really feel honored every time I have that chance and have the opportunity this year. One of my biggest goals was I wanted to make the team on points. You know, ever since they moved it from eight guys that automatically qualify down to six, you know, these teams are hard to make on points. But I've challenged myself to do that over the last few years. And I haven't been able to make a team until this one through points. You know, I've always been picked. And, you know, and I'd like to think I've been a safe pick. But, you know, one of the goals I did have to start the season was to make the team on points. And I was really proud, you know, that I was able to do that this year. And, you know, I'm very proud to represent the U.S. and to have made another team. You know, I know, you know, these times, again, speaking on gratitude, they're not going to last forever. I'm not going to make teams forever. So these times are very precious, and I couldn't be more happy to, you know, play alongside my teammates and captains and trying to bring home another President's Cup.
Tony Finau joining us. What do you like about Quail Hollow, and how do you expect to attack it? And any insights on potential pairings?
Yeah, we're still kind of sorting through it. You know, the good news is, you know, I can see myself matching up with any of my teammates, any of the other 11 guys. I can see myself matching up with. As far as the golf course, I think Quail Hollow is one of the best we play. You know, I don't think there's. It's in the conversation of the top five courses I think we play on tour as far as design, distance, just the character of the golf course. So I'm a big fan of Quail Hollow and looking forward to playing it. You know, it's going to be played as, because of the overseed this time of year, it's going to be played as Bermuda in Bermuda grass. So it's actually going to probably play pretty tough. But with the team that we have, you know, I think we'll be up for the challenge.
Well, and you've come off of you know, events that you've played Bermuda grass recently. So that should help quite a bit is going into the event, right?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the Tour Championship was just straight Bermuda, you know, in Atlanta. East Lake is straight Bermuda. We played in Memphis, which was the first playoff event. That was straight Bermuda. I had a chance to win there on the back nine. So, yeah, you know, I didn't grow up on Bermuda. Obviously, here in Utah, we played bent grass, the Poana. So I didn't grow up on Bermuda, but as the years have gone on the tour, I've actually learned how to play in Bermuda, and I actually enjoy playing Bermuda on Bermuda grass now. So I'm happy that's the case because I'm going to have to be pretty good at it if I'm going to be effective next week.
There you go. That was Tony Finau joining us last week here on Real Golf Radio ahead of the President's Cup. And I'd say he's handling it pretty well so far. He's out again this morning in the the foursome matches alongside Max Homa, taking on Siwoo Kim and Cam Davis. Sitting this morning is Cantlay and Schauffele. What a duo those two have turned out to be. Kiz and Horschel. Also sitting out. They sat out in the foursomes in day number one as well, and then they got a chance to play in day number two. Munoz, Bezuidenhout, Pendrith, and Pereira are sitting out for the international squad. So you got Spieth and Thomas taking on Sungjae Im and Corey Connors. You got Cam Young and Colin Morikawa taking on Adam Scott and Hideki Matsuyama. You got Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns against K.H. Lee and Tom Kim. And then, as we mentioned, Finau and Homa taking on Kim and Davis. So what's your thoughts, Bob, when you hear what Tony had to say, how much it means to him, how much he wanted to get there on points? What do you take from there and seeing how that's translating so far for him this week?
Well, I think Tony, like he said, is a safe pick, even when he has had to be picked. But it means a lot when you make it on points. It means you've had an exceptional year. Tony won back-to-back in the fall as you're coming down to the playoffs, which boosted him way up in the points rankings and got him in as number six. The other times, Ryder Cup, he's been a safe pick. The other President's Cup he played, he's been a safe pick. And Tony's a guy, we know Tony, that you know, the fire burns in him as far as a competitor and a golfer is concerned. And I think we'll see Tony around for a while. I don't expect Tony to fall off sharply in his abilities and talents and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, the pairing of Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele being best friends, traveling together, going on vacation together and stuff like that, winning 6 and 5 on Thursday and 3 and 2 on Friday. Those guys, you got to watch out for them because they're phenomenal players and they love playing together.
Does that hurt Tony a little bit, though? I mean, he comes home when he's not playing and he hangs out with the family. He's out there caddying for his son, Drace, out there, his 10-year-old, playing junior golf events. He's not vacationing with Max Homa or some of the other guys. Does it hurt him that he's not part of this dynamic pairing like the Spieth Thomas or the Cantlay Schauffele?
I don't think it does. Tony, everybody loves Tony. Okay, Tony's the most likable guy on the PGA Tour, and he was voted such. So Tony's a guy that is kind of, like he said, I can play with anybody on the team. I feel like I pair up great with anybody. Tony's the chameleon. Everybody likes Tony. Tony can play great with everybody, and that's the thing that he brings to the table, is they don't have to worry about with him or who they put him out with. So, yeah. I think Tony is a great asset and will continue to be a great asset on these championship or cup teams.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see the presidents both come out and want to shake Tony's hand there on the first tee. Pretty neat stuff. All right, we'll take a short break. Coming up next, Jeff Babineau joins us right here on Real Golf Radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Be sure to hit us up on Twitter. @RealGolf is where you can follow us and jump in and on the action and the conversation as well. Really excited to welcome in our next guest. He's a good friend of ours. He's on the show frequently. He's writing for PGAtour.com this week. Veteran golf journalist Jeff Babineau is our guest. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you fellas doing?
We're doing good. It's good. It's always good. Fun to talk golf with you. And this has been a fun start. I get it. It's if you're just glancing at the leaderboard, man, it's all Team USA. But you know what? For all the years that we got waxed in the Ryder Cup, it sure is good to see this team playing well, and it's just impressive. More impressive as to how the USA team is playing as opposed to a conversation about what the international team's not doing. It's not that they're not playing well in for the most part. It's just that this USA team is just playing exceptional.
Yeah, it's a strong team. They've found some strong pairings. I mean, it's kind of funny, we went to the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup all these years, and you always wondered what the pairings were going to be, right? They tried everything. Look at how many guys played with Tiger. And, you know, whereas you look across the pond at a Ryder Cup, and there's Seve and Ollie, and there's, you know, Monty has his guys, and Justin Rose and Stenson, and just these pairings you'd expect to see. So I think we've settled in now to three really good American pairings. And I think, to your point, I mean, I think there's great buy-in on the U.S. side. I mean, it's not like I don't see one U.S. guy where, you know, I think years past it almost looked like they were inconvenienced by being there, you know. I think they really, it's hard to make these teams. They put a lot into it, trying to get there. And you know, you look at a guy, you know, the last group today, Billy Horschel, Max Homa, how important it was for those two guys just to make and play in a Ryder in a President's Cup. So I think you're seeing some great player buy-in, and as a net result, you know, quality team and an 8-2 lead.
Yeah, you know, you made a great statement right there about Homa and Horschel. Both those guys, you know, they're 30 plus, and it's the first time they've ever played on a President's Cup. And we've got a team right now that has six guys that have never played on a President's Cup that are rookies, and a guy that had to sit out because he hurt his back that would have been a rookie in Will Zalatoris. So it's pretty cool to see this whole new crop of guys coming along, and And you know, they're taking it to the international team, and Rory's even talking about how they're going to have to reload.
Yeah, and McGinley, I heard Paul McGinley talk tonight. He thinks the European will come out with a stronger side next time around, which I could see, because I think they were really a team in transition last fall. They had a lot of guys kind of aging out of that team. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, there's big turnover in these teams. I was looking at the last President's Cup, and maybe five guys from the U.S. side are on this team, something like that. I mean, not a lot. You know, Spieth now is your senior member of this team now that Dustin Johnson's gone to the Live. So, you know, a lot of turnover on these things. And I think that keeps it fresh and it keeps it competitive. And, you know, it tells you how hard you got to work if you're in your 30s just making these teams. And you know, Max Homa has come into his own. You guys are buddies with Tony Fino. He's becoming a staple on these teams. But it took him a while to really get in there firmly. And you know, Kevin Kisner's back this year, guys like that. It means a lot. It's hard to make. And when they get there, they want to make the most of it.
Jeff Babineau is our guest here on Real Golf Radio. The thing that I'm fascinated with, and we talked to the caddy last hour, is this idea that the on paper, this is a super strong team, but it's translating on the grass. And that seemed to perplex us Ryder Cup after Ryder Cup when we would go in as this seemingly unbeatable team on paper, and yet we were reduced to, you know, club pros almost in the actual competition. But and you always had the same guys, as you pointed out earlier, that were so stalwart for Team Europe, but there were always the handful of guys we never expected, and they would rise up to the occasion and play like major champions that week and just kind of destroy us. I'm seeing the similar pattern here with Team USA. I wonder, in your mind, as you look at this, is this a result of the task force? Is there something that has happened? Is it a consistency amongst the captains? Is it that some of these guys with scar tissue, like the Phils and Tigers and Furyk and Zach Johnson, are they're no longer on the team? What would you attribute it to?
I'm circling E, all of the above. You know, you had guys with a lot of scar tissue that didn't play well in this event. And they made it team after team, right? Phil, Tiger, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, great players. They didn't get it done in the Ryder Cup. And I think that, you know, I went to so many of these Ryder Cups, and it looked like the American teams were loaded with talent, but kind of waiting for the shoe to drop, you know? When is it going to go against us? And last fall, walking around at Whistling Straits, it really hit me that, man, this is a team that's playing to its potential. We haven't seen that a lot in the cup matches. Maybe it's because that you know, we see it sometimes maybe at the President's Cup. It's a little more relaxed. They have great results there. They play a little looser. They're confident. But we definitely don't see it in the Ryder Cup. I mean, every captain tells that team to play loose. And, I mean, if you're down after the first session, they're tight as could be. So, yes, I think it's all of the above. The task force helped. They got players that have more ownership in these teams. They have consistency in the captainship, right? These guys are handing off playbooks the way the Euros do. And we're starting to see some guys step up. I mean, for years, we didn't have great American Ryder Cup players. You'd have to go back. I always tell people, you go back to Laney Watkins. Yeah. And that's a huge gap, you know. Reed was there for a little while. Then he kind of leveled out. But now you're watching Justin Thomas. I mean, he's been a beast in these things. And, you know, this team of Shoffley and Cantlay, they could be unbelievable for years. And we're seeing guys that are, you know, really stepping up, and they want to make this event huge. And whereas the Europeans always had those guys and we didn't, I think we're starting to get those guys.
Well, and I think there's a couple of other things. You know, when you look at most of the guys that are on this team, okay, if they haven't won a major, there's four of them that have won majors. Xander Schauffele won the gold medal at the Olympics. But if they haven't won a major, the majority of them have finished top 10 in majors. I mean, these are guys that can perform. You know, their stats are phenomenal. They outrank your international squad in putting, which is what has been our bugaboo in the Ryder Cup. And all these guys seem like they're getting better and better and better as we go along.
Yeah, and how can't you build confidence when you're out there winning. I mean, I don't care if it's in this week's event or if it's, you know, matches in the Ryder Cup. I mean, the more you win, the more confident you are, the more that you really want to be out there. And as I say, I mean, we're settling into these great pairings. I mean, you know, Scheffler and Burns really for 2 days, and this could be a great pairing, right? But they're great buddies. They're, you know, best friends. They room together a lot of weeks. But they've only produced a half a point in 2 matches. Haven't been great here, but, you know, they were pretty explosive today and they showed you what you could see in the future, you know? So,
yeah,
I mean, I think, you know, the confidence will build with these guys. You're going to want to be on these teams. I'm watching Cameron Young out there as a budding star. He hasn't won yet. So how doesn't this help you win? How doesn't this load Max Homa up with just tons of confidence to go out there and think about, you know, hey, I want to make the Ryder Cup team that goes to Italy. So, yeah, it's all momentum, and the U.S. seems to have a lot of it right now.
Jeff Babineau's our guest here on Real Golf Radio. So, best U.S. team ever?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's something you decide over time, right? I mean, well, you had the 81 U.S. Ryder Cup team that played across the pond at maybe 10 or 11 Hall of Famers. With you know, the guys that one guy I know that was Bruce Litsky, who was a prolific winner. That was an awfully good team. There's been some loaded teams, but I mean, finally we have a team that has a huge ranking and they're playing up to their potential. So we haven't seen a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Babs, real quick, though, before we let you go, and we've been talking Team USA, I did want to mention some of these international players. I don't know. I've just, the more and more I watch Sungjae Im, the more I become a fan. I tweeted out on Friday that, you know, when Sungjae smiles, I smile too, because he's just a kind of contagious smile. He's having fun with the crowds on the first tee. Same with Tom Kim, who was rallying up the guys there. But, I mean, you talk about Im. Look, this is a guy that's legit, right? He's 6th in strokes gained total. His scoring average is 69.762. He's 3rd in eagles on the PGA Tour. I mean, this guy is... I mean, this is a legit player. It's not as if these guys don't have game. It's just Team USA is playing just that much better than they are this week. But how about some of these young international players and their futures out here on the PGA Tour?
I mean, honestly, that's all part of this event. I mean, the results haven't been there for the internationals, but what a great stage for them, right? And you get to see them. You know, Sungjae Im, he's such an incredible ball striker. People don't realize how good his short game is. He had some amazing shots out there today, and you know, Scheffler and Burns just had answers. But he was amazing. But Tom Kim, we don't know Tom Kim yet. Cage, Lee, so many of these guys. Cam Davis has stepped up. But so for these guys, we know it's not the team we would have seen without Liv. Maybe 4, maybe 5 players aren't here that might have been. So it's an opportunity for these guys, like Cam Davis, to get in there and really show himself. And I mean, I think their golf's been pretty good. 82 doesn't look that way, but so many of these matches have gone down to 17, gone down to 18,
Got
a putt here, a putt there. It's been trying to climb out of these 2-down, 3-down deficits, and they're fighting. So I think there's a lot of that, which is a good thing. And I think you're seeing a different subset of players out there in the PGA Tour that, you know, now on a Sunday when you're watching them, you're going to know a little bit more about them.
You know, you made one comment about Sungjae Im and his chipping and pitching the ball. It was brought out on the broadcast that he holed out from around the greens chipping 26 times on the PGA Tour this year, and the next closest was 6. That's how good of a chipper he is of the golf ball.
He does play 42 events a year, but
he does.
No, but to your point, no, this guy, he's a good player. I mean, there's a guy that you got to think can get in the major mix. If you can ball strike it like that, where can't you play? What isn't a fit, right? I mean, it's not like he's not Trevino at Augusta where you're like, man, this guy hits it low. How's he ever going to win here? Im is incredible, and Maybe it's putting holds him back some. But, you know, in big moments the last couple of days, he's looked pretty good. So I think that folds into a lot of, you know, what this event is about. This year, it really is about like 24 guys who are buying into the PGA Tour with a rival tour out there. And it's about kind of shining a light on some of these stars that you don't know. So, I mean, I'm trying to look bigger picture this year. I wish it wasn't 8-2. Just, I want to see a competitive event. So, you know, a lot of points out there still. Hopefully the internationals can at least make it somewhat interesting on Sunday, although that's going to be awfully hard to do.
Yeah, yep. That's tall order for sure. Hey, Babs, always good to be with you. And, hey, this is the final wraparound year, right? We'll be, I guess, in some sort of an off season at this point in time come next year. That'll be nice.
Yeah, we'll see about that. They'll have something to play in, I'm sure.
They will,
but, yeah.
No doubt.
They're not going to hang out. That's probably the case. But, hey, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your weekend. And, hey, stay safe in that pending hurricane, huh?
Yes, I will. You guys send me a generator if you can. I'll be hunkered down next week.
All right. Watch for your Amazon account. We'll send one over your way.
So. All right.
Talk to you later. Boys. There you go. Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. You can catch him on Twitter as well as writing for PGAtour.com. Just a good dude. We'll take a short break. More Real Golf next.
I started Folds of Honor above my garage 13 years ago. Because 90% of spouses and children of killed or disabled U.S. service members receive no federal education assistance. Our mission has never wavered. We honor their sacrifices by educating their legacy.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thanks to you, I will be a construction engineer.
An elementary school teacher.
Thank you for helping me fulfill my dream of going to med school.
We're able to award these scholarships because patriots like you refuse to turn your back on the cost of freedom. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron today. Your $13 a month will help ensure we never turn military families away. This is your call to duty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for supporting the Folds of Honor.
Thanks to people like you, I know my dad is not forgotten.
Speed, we think about speed tuning every aspect of the new Rogue ST drivers.
Really? I just think about hitting bombs.
Yeah, past him.
When we think total power, we think of our tungsten speed cartridge.
A what speed cartridge?
I don't know, but I like what it does.
When we think max distance, we think...
Oh, that's bomb!
With our fastest, most stable driver ever, there's only one thing you'll think about.
Nastier bombs.
Think speed. Go Rogue with Callaway, the kings of distance.
By now, you've probably heard about the new golf resort coming to St. George, Utah, Black Desert Resort at Entrada. This is going to revolutionize what Utah has to offer in a year-round one-stop golf and vacation experience. At Black Desert Resort, you'll get to play the new 19-hole Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, hone your game at the state-of-the-art practice facility, and have a blast on the 36-hole putting course, and that's just getting started. Black Desert Resort features a resort center hotel, several residential villages designed for your vacation mood, including a family village offering endless fun in the water park. On-site shopping, dining, spa, hiking, and biking trails just begin to describe Black Desert Resort, situated below Snow Canyon and close to everything. Explore the exclusive real estate opportunities available at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Why do you play Chrome Soft?
It helps me win majors.
Same here.
I agree.
Yo, we want to hit those bombs.
Oh, like these?
And you?
I get way better consistency. And control.
There's just no ball that's better.
Chrome Soft. Better for the best. Better for everyone.
Back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Odyssey Golf, the number one putter in golf. Check out odysseygolf.com. Well, Mike Weir is a vice captain now for the fourth time. He played 5 President's Cups, and we had a chance to visit with him. He's a good friend of ours, and talk to him a little bit about what it means in this stage of his life to be an assistant captain.
Match play, you know, match play is completely different. And on any given day, as good as the players are in today's game, that any day the number 50 player in the world can look like the number one player in the world when you just, you know, walk up and down the range. If you didn't have names to guys and world rankings beside them when they're hitting balls, it'd be tough to pick out who's number one, who's further down the list. You know, they're so good. So on any given day, we feel like our guys can go out there and compete, and we like our guys. We're very confident in our team. And we're confident, you know, we just believe that we're going to show up, and the guys have really prepared well, and we're ready to go.
So Mike, five of the guys that made it on points: Mito Pereira, Adam Scott, Corey Connor, Sungjae Im, and Hideki Matsuyama, guys know about. Tell us about the captain's picks and those guys that you guys decided to pick, and what do you think their strengths are, and what type of players are they?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into the picks. You know, there's a lot of golf course data that we look at. There's a lot of player data. And guys have some history on that golf course to see how they play it. We have a good mix. You know, we have some really long players. We have Taylor Pendrith, who's, you know, one of the longest on the PGA Tour, who we add to our team, who we feel like fits the golf course very well and was playing very well. We have Christian Bezuidenhout, who's a great putter, very steady player. Cam Davis, another long player. Siwoo Kim has been part of some President's Cups before and is a gritty competitor and shoots very low numbers. A lot of the times he's prone to go shoot 63, 62, so he can make a lot of birdies. You know, we like our guys. I mean, we like our picks. I think there's a good mix to your point with the Get 5 guys that made it. Those are some really steady players. And Adam Scott's our veteran on the team. So it's a great mix of guys.
Mike Ware joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I'm looking back at the last one at Royal Melbourne. It was a terrific match, and you guys jumped on the U.S. team early, 4-1 in that Thursday four ball. Again, you won the four ball again Saturday with a 2.5, 1.5, and in fact, it wasn't until Saturday afternoon foursomes that the U.S. got their first win in any session. What is it about foursomes and four ball? I mean, how do you decide and who goes where, and what are the dynamics that you look at for deciding those competitions?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, there's a lot of analytics. There's a lot of there's some gut feelings by Trevor, and you know, going back to Australia, Ernie had some gut instinct on some things, and then you know, you kind of, the President's Cup's different than the Ryder Cup, where you can match against the U.S. and the U.S. matches against us. You know, the U.S. being holding the President's Cup right now, they get to put their name in the hat first come Thursday morning, and then we get to counter that with our team. And then we put a team in and they counter. So there's a lot of strategy that goes into that, and who we like our matchups, and who we think pairs well against whoever Davis throws out there. So there's a lot of brainstorming between the five captains and the team all together to match those up well. So it's all kind of on the moment, you know. We brainstorm for the last few months. We've been brainstorming, but early in the week we'll be putting that together and be ready for, you know, kind of that back and forth matching up.
What about the venue? Most of these guys have played this course before, but not in the fall of the year when you don't have the overseed and that kind of thing, and it's straight Bermuda. Your thoughts about that and how it matches up with the guys?
Yeah, I mean, it is going to play a little bit different. Around the greens, I think, is challenging when that ball sits down, chipping and pitching. And the course, we were there a couple of weeks ago. It's in very good condition. It's going to be a tremendous venue, by the way. I mean, the build-out, the corporate hospitality is incredible. The first tee is going to be just electric for the guys when they walk through this tunnel and come out onto the first tee. But, yeah, I suspect, you know, length is a big factor there, but still, you have to have good touch around the greens, to your point, Bob, with the Bermuda and that ball sitting down around the greens. We were talking to the guys about working on some different technique around the greens on pitching out of that. A lot of the guys live in Florida and play out of Florida, so they're kind of used to that, but there's some others that don't. So we encourage them to practice a lot out of that, and I'm sure they'll be doing that next week, early in the week, to get a good feel for it.
Mike Weir joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Looking forward to next week's President's Cup. He's one of the assistant captains to Trevor Immelman on the international squad. You're still playing out there on the PGA Tour Champions and being competitive. When you slip into that captain's role, do you find it to be fun, enjoyable? Do you have more anxiety than you did as a player? I know Bob's mentioned that as his dad would try to caddy for him. You know, it was way harder for him to watch Bob try to play than to be out there playing himself. Do you find those kind of dynamics, and does it get the juices flowing for you in the captain's role?
Yeah, all of the above. You know, it's really not difficult. I mean, I really enjoy watching the guys. I really enjoy watching how good they are. It's really impressive for me to watch them and just see the state of the game and how good these players are on both sides. It's really, really fun to watch, but at the same time, yeah, it's out of your control. And when you've been a player your whole life and you're used to having things, in regards to your game and your score and the outcome of things is really in your control. When it's not, that's a little bit tough, but so we just try to encourage the guys, all of us assistant captains, try to be there for them, you know, and pump them up when they need a little pumping up and, you know, give them a little kick in their rear when they need that too. So, you know, the big thing is for us is that, you know, we're just cohesive. You know, we really believe in our team, and I think they feel that from their captains, that how much we believe in them.
So you've had the opportunity to play, what, four President's Cups?
Five.
No, five President's Cups. And this is your captain, yeah. Your vice captain, your fourth. You've won on the PGA Tour. You won the Masters. How does being part of the President's Cup rank in all of that in your playing career?
It's really high, Bob. I mean, you know, when I think of memories of the game for me at this stage of my life, and I think back, I mean, a lot of them are President's Cup memories. Sure, I mean, winning the Masters and some of the other bigger events that I won, those are special, but the friendships you form, there's a certain bond that you have with the guys that you played with. You know, like dinner with Ernie Els last night, and you know, we played and we were a great pairing, right? We were 5-0 in the various years that we played, and you know, there's just a certain bond there when you pair up with somebody. You know, I played a lot with Nick Price, and a certain friendship and bond that, you know, those memories are very strong in my career. So, you know, it spurred me on a lot of the times. A lot of the times when I played President's Cup, I played very well right after playing a President's Cup. I think if you watch that and you see that trend, I mean, shoot, after 2019 in Australia, right after Cam Smith, you know, went on to win the Sony Open, Adam Scott won the Australian PGA down there, and Mark Leishman won early in the year next year at the Farmers Insurance. And I'm sure on the U.S. side, they probably had some wins too. There's a lot of confidence that grows out of the President's Cups in these team events, because you're just, you know, under the gauntlet and you're under a lot of pressure every hole. So I think when you're in that situation on your own game and you're in a tournament, it feels a little less, like, almost not easy, but it feels a lot easier than you know, what you just dealt with in this atmosphere of a President's or a Ryder Cup.
Mike Weir joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So I love to hear you say that, because it obviously has been tough sledding for the international side through the history of this event. And there's a lot of people that'll sit here and say, hey, we need to do something about this, or the President's Cup got to change, or it's not competitive, or yada, yada. So to hear you say that, it means a lot. And I guess, what would you say to the people that suggest that, you know, maybe this needs to be adjusted or go away, or it's not competitive?
Well, I don't know who those people are, but they clearly don't know the game. I mean, the United States has, what, 350 million people approximately, and we make up, you know, 6 or 7 billion people, the international team around the world. And the game of golf is global, and it's getting more and more global. And our team will continue to get better and get stronger as the years go on here. You know, I think the, you know, the competition to the last 3 years has been very, very close, down to a putt or two. And you could argue back even in my day that our team was stronger on paper, and we came up short, but our team with Ernie and myself and DJ, we had a lot of the top players in the world on our side, and we just couldn't get it done. So they weren't calling for it to be, you know, changed or anything there. We just got beat. So I just think the game's just going to continue to grow. The internationals are going to continue to get stronger, and, our guys are ready. I'll tell you that our guys are ready, and, They're not buying any of that nonsense.
All right, there you go. That was Mike Weir sharing some stuff. And I'll tell you what, the strong words there at the end, Bob. He doesn't think that this cup needs to go away, that it's not competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And that, you know, that there's some strong ties and bonds that are made, and that this is a great event. That said, I'm sure that he and the rest of the captains are digging pretty deep right now to try to inspire this young team.
Well, and they will. They will. And you'll see guys, you'll see some teams come out tomorrow and win some points. And it's all going to come down to singles, I think.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there for sure. All right, there you go. Hope you enjoyed that. Really appreciate Wiersey for sharing those insights right here on Real Golf Radio. Full interview on our website or at Real Golf. Short break. We'll wrap up the show next.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thanks again to everybody who joined us today. Jeff Babineau, the caddy. Comments from Tony Finau and Mike Weir. Hopefully you enjoyed that. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. We'll post all of our stuff there or download it where your favorite podcast is found. Thanks to those listening on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You can also catch us on SiriusXM, iHeartRadio, and so many other places. Producers Dave Glauser, and we appreciate the good work that he does. Bob, the only players with losing records through 2 rounds is Scheffler and Burns, and Scheffler's the number one player in the world.
Yeah.
So I don't really think the U.S. is too worried about the performance of their guys so far.
You know what? Each of those guys, all the players, they all have each other's back. And, you know, I like the way guys say that, you know, it doesn't matter if I have a losing record as long as our team wins. And so I think they go out with that thought in mind that they're going to go and contribute and help the team win the cup.
Yeah, let's hope. I'm feeling pretty confident as a Team USA fan, but I hope it's going to be competitive for sure. By the way, I love the pairings processes that they go through where you see the two captains and their vice captains huddled up together and announcing their picks. To me, that's more fun than what the Ryder Cup does. And by the way, nobody seems to enjoy that more than Fred Couples. All I'll say this is long live Freddie, man. I hope that guy's around on teams for a long time.
Well, and the players are even saying that about Freddie Couples. As long as he's alive, he needs to be part of this process of being a captain for Ryder Cups and President's Cup.
He's a legend. There's no doubt about it. He's Bob.
Hi, this is Rick Tittle. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Video Game Review. We'll review games. We'll give away a brand new game. We'll talk cheat codes, new releases, and your calls as well. That's right here every Sunday night on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.